get to go and coach, you know, technique and fundamentals and all kinds of things that are basic football, you know, things you really enjoy coaching that you don't get to coach as much during the season because you're trying to get ready to play games. And so it's if you're a nuts and bolts football coach and you really enjoy teaching and fundamentals and all that type of thing, then spring practice is a kind of a fun time of the year for you. You know, and the older I get, the longer I coach, the more I enjoy, you know, the practices and the grind and everything that's associated with it. And so, you know, spring football to me is just about as much fun as any time of the year. I just get excited about it, and you find out a lot about your football team. And so we're anxious to get out there and get rolling and excited about it. We've got 10 new additions that I think will be fun this year to see where they are. I've never been in a program where we had that many new players that are coming into the program. And so I'm anxious to see, you know, what kind of shape they're in and, you know, what kind of players they are. And we've gotten a preview of some of them, and we've gotten to kind of look at the way they run and their size and all that type of thing. But now we get to find out what kind of football players they are. And so, you know, it should be a fun 4 weeks, and anxious to roll our sleeves up and go to work.
Your biggest challenge, you think?
So I say, let's talk
about
things.
Okay.
That's okay.
Buddy, you can talk real slow if you want to.
No,
that's your biggest challenge, you think?
Well, we got to find a quarterback. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing we got to do is find a quarterback and see where we are at that position, because that's a position we need to get solidified and be able to start building our football team around our quarterback. And I think offensively, you know, most of the pieces are there offensively, and excited to mix in some newcomers. But we've got to find that trigger guy and again, make the adjustments that we can to make sure that our system fits what he's does well and his strengths and avoids his weaknesses. So, you know, that's going to be a focus of ours. We're hoping to get the position decided as quickly as possible. You know, I'm hoping that midway through the first practice, you know, we get everybody together offensively and say, okay, this is our guy, and let's roll with it. Don't know that that's going to happen. Usually takes a little bit longer than that. But we've got to, you know, got to find a quarterback. And then the second thing we've got to do is just continue to develop depth defensively. I think that's if you look at our numbers defensively last year, you know, we weren't very good statistically. I think part of that was, you know, we were some defensive players short. You know, we just didn't have – we were a little bit banged up at some positions. You know, we didn't play well together, and so the defense had to play a lot of snaps, and the numbers got a little bit out of whack. And so what we've got to do is, you know, find good backups. We've got to develop depth on special teams. You know, and then get our starters better. You know, we've got to improve our play in the secondary. I think that's something that we've got to do a good job of. We've got a lot of returning people with experience. Now they've got to go out and get better at what they do. And, you know, and so I'm excited to see how those guys react to a new challenge to them.
What are you really excited about, what you have coming back, Sonny? The thing that really, hey, can't wait to see more of this.
Yeah, I'm curious to see. I think there's going to be a lot of good battles on the offensive line. You know, when you mix in the three junior college players at those positions, you know, I think it's going to be fun to watch some guys that started for us last year have to work to hold on to their job, and that's what you want. You know, you want competition every day, and you want guys to have to practice well every day, really, to continue to be a starter. And so that's I like competition. I think it's great for your program. I think it's important that those guys realize that, you know, every single day they have to wake up and compete for their job. And so I'm excited to see that the battles that go on within the offensive line. I think that's going to be a strength of ours, is our offensive line. And I think we've got some depth, and I'm excited about that. And then, you know, we're adding three new receivers to the mix, and I think they're all three bring different things to the program. And so I'm anxious to see how they fit in. And then, you know, defensively, you know, just add some pieces to the puzzle. You know, we got the two linebackers that I'm excited to see where they are. And, you know, John L. White, we think, can give us a presence inside. And I'm anxious to see how much improved Justin Ellis is. I think that tackle position could end up being a really good position for us. You know, if we can continue to develop those guys you know, just excited to see how much better we're going to be. You know, I feel like we're light years ahead of where we were a year ago, just in a lot of different ways in our program. And so I think the biggest thing is everybody's more comfortable. Coaches are more comfortable. Players are comfortable. I think they know what we want. And I just think, like I said, I just feel like we're a long way ahead of where we were a year ago.
So if you get 2 times the same supply by a lot quicker, doesn't seem like you just took the pads off.
Yeah, it does. It does. In some ways, it seems like forever. In other ways, it seems pretty fast. You know, you coach football because you like it. You like to coach. And in spring training, you just can't beat it. I mean, I think it's just a great time of the year for us. And, you know, I like the way we're doing spring. I like getting it in 4 consecutive weeks. You know, I think our schedule fits our schedule. You know, in other words, you know, we've got some strange stuff this spring, terms of starting a new quarter and, you know, Mardi Gras break and all those type of things. So I like the way we've got our practices scheduled. I think it makes sense. I think it allows us to get better without having a huge break in the middle. Sometimes when you have a little bit of break in the middle of your practices, you spend 2 or 3 practices trying to get back where you were. And so I think we can continue to improve and keep building on practice after practice, and I think we'll, you know, we'll like the results in the end.
Coach, your first one, remember, you got 4 weeks to get in. How many days?
We got 15 practices. Yeah, 15 practices, 3 of which have to be in, can't be full pads. And so what we'll do is we'll have two practices in helmets only the first 2 days, and then we'll have a helmet only practice the day before a spring game. The spring game will be April 2nd.
April 2nd?
Mm-hmm.
Bill's still a guy, you know, does a pretty good job of analyzing.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes a huge difference. I mean, it really does. I think, you know, there's not going to be any comparison to where we were to where we are now offensively. I mean, I think that's, you know, you look at the history of places that we've been in the past. I mean, year one, you know, year one's usually about what it was last year. A lot of feeling out early. You can seem to kind of hit your stride midway through and play a little better down the stretch. So that was about what we expected, honestly. You know, now I expect us to pick off where we left off in the fall and build on it, and I think we'll be a completely different group. You know, again, offensive line, I think that's a big issue. I think that's a big stat with Phil Steele because it shows the leadership of your football team. I mean, your offensive line, those are usually the guys that are kind of set the tone for your program. And so if you've got a lot of returning starters, typically, you know, you've got an experienced football team, and as a result, you're going to have a lot of tough guys and people that you know, are in leadership roles of your football team. And so I think that's probably why it's a big stat and why it's proved to be so important through the years. And I like the guys that we've got returning. And as I said, I'm excited about the new players we've got coming in and the competition that will exist between that group of players.
And you already talked about this, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Lennon Greer, obviously he's a kid that when you look at, he's got all conference, next level kind of skills. What do you want to see out of him in the spring?
Well, kind of what we said, that was a little bit like the entire offense, really just for him to pick up where he left off. You know, it took Lennon a while to kind of understand what we were wanting out of him and what we expected. You know, and I think he has started to understand that. And as a result, I think this spring he'll have an excellent spring. I think if he continues to work hard, you know, there's a lot of things he can work on. I mean, he's still got to run behind his pads a little better, be a little more physical, be a more complete back, getting a little bit better shape. There were a couple of games last year where we felt like he was on the verge of being able to take over a game, and he wore down a little bit. And so there are some things that he can do physically and mentally, really, to put himself in a position to really improve and be more successful this year than he was last. So, you know, we expect them to have a good spring and expect to have tremendous carryover to the fall.
Is that one of the toughest things for a coach to do, is try to get a kid like that to be more physical? I mean, you think they hit the right hole and do things like that to be more physical?
Yeah, Lennon's got a little bit of a knack of making people miss. He runs upright, but, you know, he doesn't take a lot of solid hits. You think he would, because he's a bigger guy that like I said, doesn't run behind his pads particularly well. And so we're going to try to teach him to run behind his pads a little better. And then for him, it's all in the details, you know, just being consistent day in and day out and rolling his sleeves up and going to work and improving every single practice.
When the guy sent out the preseason, the pre-spring depth chart, he goes after anybody other than us. Well, I think you guys have a new position on offense called the OR. I've never seen so many ORs.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen anything like that?
No. In other words, yeah, we're going to see. You know, like I said, that's a position that, you know, we've got four guys that are basically battling for the job, and I don't think anybody's got a leg up on anybody right now. I mean, it's open competition, and, you know, I think if you surveyed our coaching staff and asked them all who'd be the starting quarterback, you'd probably get nine different answers, you know, or a way the whole thing would play out. You know, I think that the vote would be pretty well split between all four guys. So, you know, we're anxious to see how it plays out, but it's important for us again to make some fast decisions and get some guys ready to play, because, you know, the bad thing about quarterback and we know this is that you can't rep two or three guys. If you do, it really hurts the development of the other players. And so, you know, we've got to figure out an order and start repping those guys and see which one rises.
To put you a little on the spot, who would have come out, Cameron, or coming out of the fall, who would you?
You know, probably Tarek coming out last year. Yeah. You know, if we had had an injury down the stretch, you know, and part of that was Colby was playing receiver some too.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably an issue. So, you know, I've got my ideas on kind of how I see the whole thing playing out, but, you know, you guys probably know as much as I do about how it's going to play out, honestly. I mean, it's just you know, you just never know. And, you know, I felt like last year, you know, Colby had the physical skill set to do it, but just didn't have the tenacity and the want to really to win the job and take it over. And so that's something he's going to have to develop. I think he has, but that's his biggest issue. He doesn't need any more physical development. His issues are more just taking that job over and being able to do it, because that's where it all starts at quarterback. You know, you have to want to do it. You have to have the mental toughness to do it, and then everything else kind of comes after that.
Notice the Shreveport connection there in the middle on defense, Solomon and Jay. What are you looking for from those guys? Well, they've shown flashes in the past of really being able to play well.
Yeah, I think Jay Dudley's probably improved himself as much as any player we've got in the last year. You know, in the weight room and has really bought into the program. Just couldn't be more pleased with what he's doing. You know, he's becoming a leader for us. You know, he's leading by example. He's a hard worker. And so I look for Jay to have a great year. He's got to stay healthy this spring. You know, he's a little nicked up at times last year, and that's something he's got to continue to, be able to stay healthy is his biggest issue. And he's gotten a little bigger, a little stronger, added some weight, which is going to help him do that. And then Solomon Randall is just somebody who does everything right. You know, he just works hard every day, has the right mindset. You know, probably isn't as talented as some of the other players, but it just has such a great work ethic and great toughness and has really got a good feel for playing that position. And linebacker position is a little similar to the quarterback, like we were talking about. A lot of it's a feel for playing that position. You know, people always say, let's move people to linebacker. And, you know, I've never really found that making that move is very good, because those guys, you know, you have kind of an innate feel for the game to be a great linebacker. You have to, and I think Solomon's got that.
Coach, talk about the wide receivers, a lot more depth than you had in the fall, and you still only have two guys out.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is, this time last year we felt like we had a lot of depth at receiver, and so, you know, and it didn't turn out to be the case. You know, we had some guys that got in some trouble and dismissed some players and had some injuries, and you know, there were all kinds of things at that position. So we added three players, you know, that I'm really excited about. And we'll kind of see where they are. you know, when you look at the 10 players that we've added to our team, you know, some of them are the biggest, fastest, strongest guys in our program. And, you know, now we need to find out if they're the best football players in our program, and that's what spring training allows you to do. But in terms of toughness and work ethic and, you know, we added 10 JC players, which I think most of us in the past, that's kind of a signal that you're adding some guys with questionable character and you're adding some guys that, that have checkered backgrounds and all that. Well, that's really not the case with this group of players. You know, these guys are just really good, solid football players that, you know, went to junior college for a variety of reasons. And so it's not a typical junior college class. I look for leadership out of this class, and I think they'll be some of the most accountable players in our program. And so, you know, they have been the little bit of time I've been around them, and I think they'll continue to be that way. And so we added three receivers. You know, Scott Cathcart's got, you know, great size, which we didn't have last year. You know, he's about 220 pounds. And Miles White has great speed, and Quentin Patton's kind of a little bit of both. And Quentin, what impresses me about him is I think he's very tough and fearless. And we saw that in some of the workouts we were able to do with him last week. And so, you know, we'll see how that translates to the football field.
Because you got all 10 of them in-house enrolled in after spring?
Yes. Yeah, I should. Yep. Yep. We're working on paperwork on one right now, but don't anticipate it being a problem at all. All the other nine guys are cleared and ready to go. And then we also added DJ Banks as well, so he'll kind of be the 11th addition. So we're excited about him. Great kid. I think he's going to be a really good player for us. Obviously, has to redshirt this year, but then we'll have 2 years of eligibility.
Will you change your approach at all to this spring from what our differences there?
Yeah. We'll throw a lot more at them this spring. You know, we've got to do a better job too of what you try to do your first spring is just teach the basic stuff. And you know, so much of last spring was taught teaching. You know, here's what you do, here's what you do, here's how you run this play, here's how you do this. Well, now we get to teach them how to do the things. You know, the little techniques, the little nuances that make things work. And when you start doing that, that's when you start becoming a good offensive football team because everybody runs plays. And so what we've always been good at doing is coaching the details within the play, and that's what we get to do this spring. And so now our players, I think, can learn those details and refine their craft and get better at what they do. And I think the results show. Also, we can emphasize more situational things this spring. You know, we'll spend a lot more time, you know, on third down than we did last year. We'll spend more time working on sudden change. We'll spend more time working on little nuances in the game that really make a difference between winning and losing, and things that we've got to improve. You know, we weren't very good on third down last year, either on either side of the football. We've got to do better on third down. We've got to do better, you know, after sudden change. Weren't particularly good at that last year. Got to do better in the red zone on both sides and goal line offense and defense. So we'll work on all those situations more this spring than we did last year. You know, we really have a chance to work on, you know, little things that you don't think about very often. We'll practice overtime, probably 4 or 5 practices, just to prepare for some close ball games in the fall, you know, more two-minute offense. All the little things that you have to get good at to have a good football team.
You talk about different situations. What about all the road games that you have this year? The majority of your games are going to be played away.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the great thing about playing on the road is really kind of find out who you are. You know, you find out how well you travel, how well you, you know, compete in hostile environments. And we're going to play in some big stadiums next fall as part of our road schedule. And, you know, I'm excited about it. I really am. I think you know, we're going to play against some regional teams that everybody has seen play before, and, you know, our players included, and I think they'll be excited to play against them. And, you know, when you play well on the road, you're going to have a good team, and you're going to have a good season. So it's going to be important for us to develop that mindset and that toughness that goes along with playing well on the road.
Can you talk a little bit about how important is the development of the program to have really no changeover in your staff?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's huge. I mean, I think, you know, I think it's really kind of a statement on our program, honestly, on kind of where we're headed and where we're going to go is we didn't lose any full-time coaches this year. And, you know, I think that's a credit to those guys, and I think they see what we're building here, and you know, I think with the facility that's going to get built after next season, you know, and the kind of excitement around the program, I think that's a big part of the reason they elected to stick around, and I think they all see the young players that we've got in our program, and want to be a part of the success that's going to happen down the road, and so, you know, it puts you way ahead of the game when you're not having to replace coaches all the time, and we've got good young coaches in our program, you know, graduate assistants, and just couldn't be more happy with our staff. I think everybody enjoys coming to work here. I think that's probably the most important thing, and I think we're all on the same page, and you know, just excited about starting spring football. Okay, thanks.
Good. Good.